Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 9th, 2021. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast is brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering website with betting tools and perks for the bettors, legal in most states and covering most tracks in North America. Check out AmWager.com. You can also get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog at AmWager.com. Click on How to Bet at Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with race 8 at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 9th, post 3:46 Eastern. Grand Salmon went to post at 7-2 in a race at this identical 5-furlong trip at Gulfstream last month, won easily under Zayas, but he's 10-1 here. The veteran is 9-28 on the grass with 8 of those wins on the Gulfstream turf and at the distance. He was reclaimed by trainer Claceris and owner Hibiscus Stables 3-back at Monmouth, those connections having lost him via the claim in February, and he had some big success with them previously. Zayas has also had big success with the horse, 4-9. Now that Grand Salmon is back in winning form, he should be very dangerous, can easily post the upset. Longblade has won 6 of 13 on turf in his career, 3 at Gulfstream. He moves back to turf off 2 dirt starts and won his last turf sprint. He's already won at the level like Grand Salmon, and so he's in for the optional $25,000 claiming price. He doesn't need the lead to win and can sit off the likely early speed types, Henry's World, Living Vicariously, and Big Drink of Water, and make the last move. Emma Crack is an unknown commodity, making his first U.S. start, second career start, first on Lasix. He won his debut in February of last year in his native Chile and has put in some decent works for his first U.S. start. Trainer Sanchez is very strong with turf sprints, 15 wins and 72 and 133% profit, sometimes with horses like these at high odds. And many of those wins have come with Berrios in the saddle, who's up for Emma Crack today. If he had broken his maiden in a turf sprint at First Asking in a stateside start, I doubt he'd be 20-1, and I'm going to be kicking myself if he won or completed the exact and I didn't use him, so he's another horse I'm going to use in this race. Freewheeler and Bourbon Conspiracy round out the contenders with a shot of being part of the exactor trifecta, but not nearly as good win bets as the other three. Freewheeler is 4-7, first or second on turf, and Bourbon County 11-21, first or second. Neither is a standout. In race 8 at Gulfstream, Saturday, January 9th, post 3:46, win bets Grand Salmon and Longblade at 3-1 or more, and for a smaller amount, Emma Crack at 8-1 or more. And you don't have to do the math to figure out how to make bets on three horses, which you can do when you have an edge. You just need to use a Dutching tool, which allocates your wagering dollars for the best edge based on the odds. Dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And there's a free one at AmWager. I use it all the time, and it's going to be great in this kind of a race. For the exact and trifecta, we're going to just play a box of Grand Salmon, Longblade, Emma Crack, Freewheeler, and Bourbon Currency. Moving on to race 9 at Gulfstream. This is a starter allowance race with a post time of 4:17 Eastern, and South Sea gets slight preference among four horses with equal probability to win, in my opinion. He qualified for this 16,000 starter allowance when dropped into a 12-5 claiming race last time out, finished third at 3-1. And he went back in August to Gulfstream Park at 6.5 furlongs, which is close to the 7-furlong distance. Edgar Zayas up again, and he's running first off the claim by Delgado, which gives him a nice chance. All around, ran poorly in the Claiming Crown Transit, a starter allowance like this one, but a stakes. It was a tough group. In a starter allowance just before that, All Around finished second, just a half length back in a big effort, and he won 2 in a row before that. I like the jockey change from Menezes to Saez. Secret Touch and Town Classic opened at lower odds than the two aforementioned contenders, but other than that, they fit on good counts. Secret Touch ships out of California off a third place finish, and the winner of that race came back to win the San Antonio Stakes. Secret Touch also won a similar starter allowance race back in January 2019 and won 2 races nicely since last summer. Town Classic finished second in the Claiming Crown Rapid Transit, a starter allowance, as I said, just like This, not much different from this race. He's game, but he's also been second in four straight. In each, he was in front or within ahead of the lead with an eighth mile to go and just couldn't go by. So there's a question about whether he's been beaten by a better horse in those four races or lacks winning spirit. In race 9 at Gulfstream with a post of 417, win bets on South Sea and All Around at 3-1 or more, and this is a perfect race for using a Dutching tool like the one at Amwager.com, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version. Go to How to Bet and All the Stars blog at Amwager.com and also become a member. It's free, it's easy, and there are lots of perks and tools for the better. We'll play an exact and trifecta box of South Sea All Around, Secret Touch, and Town Classic. Moving on to race 10, this is the Tropical Turf Stakes at Gulfstream, post 449 on Saturday, January 9th. And Frostmourne and Ride a Comet are the keys to profit here, opening a 6-1 and 5-1. With admission office, Dr. Mowney analyzed it in Tusk, worth considering on Exactus. Frostmourne has won 6 of 13. He knows how to win, likes winning. Four of those coming at this mile trip and one of those at Gulfstream. Frostmourne won 5 of his first 8, including the Grade 2 Penn Mile and the Grade 3 Hill Prince as a 3-year-old. Then ran poorly in 3 straight and took 14 months off until December of last year, of 2019. Although he was off for 11 months, he returned November to win powerfully wire-to-wire in a classified allowance at Churchill. That was his first start for Eddie Keneally. He's been off, so he shouldn't regress, and gets John Velasquez and put in a great half-mile workout on 12:31. I think he's got a really big shot here. That being said, Ride a Comet is in the best form of his career. Would be no surprise. He's 7-for-12 in his career. He's won 2 in a row since coming off a 2-year layoff in October. He can make the transition from all weather, which is Woodbine where he raced last 2 races, to turf. It's no concern. His recent turf workout at Palm Meadows was very strong. In the Tropical Turf Stakes, race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 9th at 4:49 Eastern. Win bets on Frostmourne and Ride a Comet, 2-1 or more is called for. It's a great bet. Use the Dutching tool. Exacta, Frostmourne and Ride a Comet over. Frostmourne, Ride a Comet, admission office. Dr. Mowney, analyze it, and Tusk. Thanks for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the Key Races and Bets blog at Amwager.com. Look around, become a member. Talk to you next week.